tyrant. She's like a small tyrant, but she's cute.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. So now.
Yeah. So
coming to the second pregnancy. She was work,
and then I had said now to get happy. Because now she's more functional, yeah. Sleeping. Then we she's can so hang cute, out.
Can dress up.
Then I miss my period. Remember
when we go to Naivasha? And as they are laughing at you and you're telling me it's been how many weeks?
11 days. It was 11 days.
I told her, she was like, you're pregnant. Accept. I just accept. Oh,
my first trimester.
You were in such denial.
Well,
what? Was funny.
I thought maybe it was pressure. I was having also a bad time at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. He might kill me. Me and Richard also were like, it's stress.
Yeah.
It's stress.
The stress has pushed away the periods. For 11 days. Anyway, it can happen.
Anyway,
when you're pregnant.
I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
Oh, I cried. And that's, you remember we had that convo because she got expectant. Yeah. And then, you know her story.
And I wanted that baby. So, yeah.
And then I didn't want a baby. Like, we were done. We were like, this Chile, she's going to be like Chelsea Hilton.
Yeah.
All right?
One child.
There's no reason she cannot be adjusted.
You see her and Taji will be best friends.
Yeah. She those are siblings. Siblings. Yeah. You know how?
Yeah.
You know, like, Akina Joji, let them get babies. Yeah. Siblings. The rain will be going there to
so
their house.
Doing the work for
do
you.
The work.
We give birth to the babies and you...
I was not happy that I was pregnant. And this time we were actually quite careful.
Yeah.
Quite.
Yeah.
So even Richard was like, that's the Holy Spirit.
It's not me.
There's no. So by the time he said, by the way, babes, if you are, because we took the two tests.
Yes.
This is the Holy Spirit. Like, God wants us to have a child. Because, this time we were not like...
And you know, we used to joke about it all the time. We were always, in fact, George, fans are George. He was always like, you guys who don't always say you don't want kids.
We didn't. And I say this with all respect and Nini for all of everyone who actually does want and is trying.
Yeah.
It was just... I don't know how to explain it.
I call it an individual decision, which is what adults do. We don't make decisions as a society.
It never came. It didn't come and I shut it down. I just was okay. You know, anyway.
Yeah.
So I cried. I cried. And then my battle with God is, why are you giving me a baby?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if again I'm allowed to say this.
Just be real.
You know, honestly, I kind of tell my story fully.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, and when I talk to another lady, I want to bulika her because, you know, people might be like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, God, you know, if you see fit, maybe you can do something about this.
Yeah.
As cold as that sounds.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, God, I'm not going to have an abortion.
Yeah.
But you're God.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't want a child.
I get it.
He didn't. But then the baby is so gorgeous. She is. Thank God we got the baby.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, girl, you're the one I didn't want. She's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
Anyway, but.
Rewind. So you're not telling God.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want that child.
Yeah. But how was the pregnancy for you, this second pregnancy?
It wasn't. The first trimester was a bit, but it was, I told you, emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
I'm not schizophrenic with this one.
Yes.
Now I'm pregnant. I didn't want a baby. God, you never hear my prayers. How come you're giving me the things I don't want?
Yeah.
And it's like, how come you're not giving me the things I want? So our battles are the same. Like, you don't hear us. We don't trust you.
We don't trust you to give us what we want.
But then it's like, God.
Isn't that what people always say? That God shall give us the desires of our heart. But he also says he works things out for our good. So, but then the only thing you can do is just trust.
Yeah, to trust. Yeah. And by then we do.
It's the hardest, but still.
Yeah.
So now we've gone through the 9 months.
Then eventually, because I did not want my kid to carry rejection.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, beyond a certain point, I said, God, you didn't take this kid when I discovered.
Yeah.
Do not take this kid now.
Yeah.
Let her come. We love her. We want her.
Yes.
She's a blessing. And I said to speak that to her.
Yeah.
You're a blessing. We want you. I'm sorry I didn't treat you nicely at the beginning.
Yeah.
But we want
Mommy
you
was
now.
Working things out. It's
we
fine.
Want you now, girl. Yeah. Just come. I mean, don't take this child.
Yeah.
And then it was very real because, I mean, so many you had miscarried and I just got very aware of people.
Yeah.
Who had miscarried or had not been able to conceive at all.
Yeah.
And I just said to change my narrative.
Yeah.
to speak blessing and to realize and to I am actually blessed.
Yeah.
And to start saying thank you.
Yeah. We're actually supposed to praise in all situations. Even for us, we've done the same. Yeah. Accepting even that we've not gotten a second baby.
Mm.
God shall give us joy. Ati, what? What did you say?
But there, I'm just like, God. Even when we're hanging out, Jana, I just told Richard, just give them the baby.
Well, everybody's praying, so let's wait and see what happens.
Anyway, so, I changed it. And let me tell you, God is real.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's why I also wanted to share my story, because I have been down in the dumps.
You have.
I have not actually wanted, I have fought having children.
Yeah.
I hated the experience.
Yeah.
And I really feared what the second experience would be like.
Wait a minute, I've just remembered something. You know, you haven't told people where you gave birth. I've just realized.
In my house.
You actually have a very...
But we did videos.
No, but still. We shall talk about that another time. Maybe, perhaps.
Well, okay.
So I just remembered you had a home birth.
I did, but we did. No, I did.
Yes, you did. I think you're a ninja. No, we actually prayed. The reason I'm bringing it up is because we prayed for that thing called a Hebrew birth.
Yeah, those where Hebrew the labor women is quick. Thing.
You literally did. You didn't even do anything.
But
even
then God blesses me
house.
That way. It let does. Me tell you. My second born dropped, and that's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Like maybe we'll do another thing. Yeah. Like she dropped. Yes. Okay. I had contractions from 2:30 a.m. Uh-huh. They got intense really fast.
Yeah.
We're walking out. My water breaks. We have to go back into the house. We're calling the midwife. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the baby is coming. My husband is like, no, she's not. How would he know? Anyway, my house is there. She's like, new quelly. It was so much drama. And then I'm like, someone needs to hold the baby. The baby's coming. And she dropped.
Yeah.
That, literally that is out. The long story short.
Yeah. But it's awesome. Yeah, it was you so got quick. Your Hebrew birth.
I'm
quick.
Telling you.
Yeah.
Anyway. And she's gorgeous. She is. She's gorgeous. She's the happiest baby I've ever had.
Chaji
and
loves
because
her.
She does. And because... of wanting to change my narrative. And actually starting to do it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, for the first time in my life, I am now a very happy mom. Like,
amazing.
I am intentionally
and
a
it
mom.
Shows.
I am happy. I love my kids, both of them. Yeah. There's no like weirdness with my firstborn. There was drama.
Yeah.
I'm happy with my girls. I get excited.
Mm.
So the story can and does change. Thank Even God if you've gone through just hell, it can. And God just can actually turn things around in a very supernatural way. I mean, we can't say 1+1.
That's
then
true.
We did this.
Yeah.
Then I did
it
this.
It was all God.
No, God did it for me. So story does change. There is hope.
It does.
I'm a mom of two happily.
Yeah, happy little beautiful
I am learning
girls.
To leave things to the Lord. You know, God, whatever your will is, even as I take my own precautions. But I'm a happy mom and I'm a blessed mom.
Amen.
And I'm very aware. Yes.
So thank you for sharing, because I feel it's important to tell our stories, because every story, in fact, we're learning this from, we listen a lot to podcasts by... from the masterclass, Oprah's masterclass. She says this really profound thing of our lives should be like a class. We learn our lessons from. So you sharing your story is going to speak to somebody else. Because you'll be surprised how many other mothers have felt the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you felt guilty at some point that you didn't want your kids. Someone possibly is going through the same, and it's okay. It's okay to embrace your real emotions and real feelings.
Yes.
Because when we begin to confront them, that's where the journey of becoming aware and growing and growth and acceptance happens.
Yes.
So I hope this video is not too long, but I can just bear with us and watch it till the end. We really thank Mercy so much for sharing.
We are at the end.
We are at the end. We're done. So yes, this is Just a Mom. Thank you so much for watching. Catch us in the next video. Bye. Gosh, how many minutes is that? But I won't change it.
I thought you're going to like
26.
I wasn't so bad.